After 3 years of advocacy, the Onondaga County Legislature unanimously took a stand this week against the practice of placing juveniles in solitary confinement within the county's criminal justice system. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Placing juveniles in solitary confinement at Onondaga County's Justice Center effectively ended last June, after Legal Services of Central New York and the New York Civil Liberties Union won a lawsuit against Onondaga County. It contended teens were subjected to deplorable conditions in what's called the box on the fifth floor of the downtown jail. It followed years of unsuccessful attempts by community groups, including the ACTS Criminal Justice Task Force and the Grace Project, to end the practice. Democrat Chris Ryan, who sponsored the resolution, says it's important this ban continues past a 2019 court-imposed timeline.
Going forward, not just now and within the settlement agreement, but beyond the settlement agreement, it is now the policy of the County of Onondaga that we will not have juveniles in solitary confinement.
Going forward, Yusuf Abdul Qadir applauds the lawmakers' vote, but he'd like to see the discussion continue with the goal of restoring these youths back in the community.
It's not the end. It's a basis and a beginning to begin the conversation about what do we mean when we talk about criminal justice reform.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.